Did you miss me? I hope you didn't, because we're right back. Now, we're joined by one of my sorors and a really good friend of mine, Dr. Kimberly Davis. She is the Senior Research Scientist and Community Outreach Coordinator for the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development right here at Clark Atlanta University. Now we're talking about CCRTD in review for the year of when it comes to this program. And one of the things we're talking about, Kimberly, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having
Dr. Davis. So let's talk about your role when it relates to CCRTD and as well as prostate cancer.
Well, our main focus is reducing the burden of prostate cancer, specifically disparities, cancer disparities in African-American men. So we look through it from an outreach aspect. And since the inception of the Community Outreach Education Corps, CCRTD serves as a bridge to the community as an advocate for action that promotes prostate cancer health.
One of the things that I really like that's relatively new is basically there's going to be a prostate cancer research or survivors database. So
correct.
Basically, people who have dealt with it or possibly who will go into a computer system. Talk about how that's going to help.
Well, CCRTD is partnering with the Second Opinion Society. And what we're trying to do is create a unique prostate cancer registry that captures the African-American survivor's profile and looks at clinical disease information and information about their prostate cancer experiences. And so in addition to that, with the survivor registry, the participants can also create a personal account to add their profile to further discuss their cancer experience.
So how do you find the people who want to be a part of this? Because I'm sure, since we've already talked about the fact that African-American men, black men, aren't necessarily jumping up and down to go get checked in the first place, how do you get them a part of this registry, this database?
Well, we're partnering with an organization called the Second Opinion Society, and it's an African-American prostate cancer advocacy group. And so they already have a number of African-American prostate cancer patients and survivors who are actively participating with them. But in addition, we have collaborations all around the Atlanta metro area and in the, nationally with prostate cancer advocacy groups and survivor groups.
Let's just say really quickly, though, if I'm listening to this show and I'm a prostate cancer survivor, or like this young woman who called not too long ago and said that her brother was first diagnosed, could the two of us, if we were men, be a part of this registry?
Most definitely.
And how do we sign up if we want to do that?
Well, currently we're still in the developmental stages of developing the registry, but you can always call us at 404-880-6878 or send us an email at cancerinfo@cau.edu. And
what's that number again?
404-880-6878.
Okay. Let's really quickly go to Richard. Hey, Richard, you're in East Point. What's your question?
Am I likely to get prostate cancer? My oldest brother's diagnosed with 2 years. My youngest brother just died of lung cancer.
Because you have a family history, you do have a higher risk. Now, will you get prostate cancer? Can't really say that. But my recommendation for you is to get screened.
Have you been screened, Richard?
No.
How old are you, Richard?
64.
So I'm assuming that either by the end of this week or next week, you're going to go be screened, right, Richard?
It's possible.
Can we? I'm sorry, what'd you say, Richard?
It's possible.
It's possible? Well, Richard, do you have a wife?
Yes.
Do we need to put your wife on the line so she can go with you so we can make sure you get screened either the end of this week or next week, Richard?
She's not listening to the program.
What is your wife's name, Richard? Don't make me call her, because I will. I will find you in East Point and call your wife. So, Richard, what's your wife's name?
Deborah.
Okay. So let me ask that question again. Either the end of this week or next week, you're going to get screened with your wife, Deborah, right, Richard? Richard?
You want me to get... apply?
I want you to say yes. I want you to make an affirmative action, yes, that you're going to do it so that we can make sure that you're okay, Richard.
Yeah.
I think we're losing Richard. Richard.
Hello.
Okay, there we go. Did you say yes? I thought I heard a yes.
No, I said a year ago, Dr. Okoro, my doctor,
mm-hmm.
said my PSA was normal. It's fine.
Okay,
well,
but
when you get screened for your PSA, it's always important to make sure that you get your number, because the thing to look for is that that number isn't increasing each year. So if you go 1 year and get your number, next year you get
what
screened.
What is a normal number?
It ranges from 0 to 4. So it should be within that range.
Okay.
What was your number, Richard, the last time you went?
3. 3? Yes.
Okay. So and you went last year, Richard?
Yes.
Okay. So is it time to go this year?
Yes.
Okay, Richard. So you're going to call your doctor at some point at the end of this week or next week, right? So we can make sure that you're still maintaining the proper level. Right, Richard?
Yes.
Very good. I love it when a plan comes together and when my man understands me, even though you're not my man. Thank you, Richard.
And let me say this. back to Beverly, who called from Austell. She had a brother who was just diagnosed.
Right.
And we found, you know, just talking with men, a lot of times they go to the doctor and their physicians don't recommend that they get screened, especially if they're African-American men. So it's up to individuals to take responsibility for their medical health.
And the bottom line, you have to be the number one advocate for yourself.
Right.
Bottom line.
Right.
And if you're hearing something or your doctor is not doing something that you know should happen, you either push forward or you need to find another doctor.
Definitely.
Okay. Don't forget, we still got a little bit more time. 404-880-9255 is the number to call if you have a question. Richard, if I come to East Point and I find you and I'm going to look for your wife named Deborah, if you don't make good on your promise that you made to me, I'm going to find you. Okay? Okay. Anything you want to add, Dr. Kimberly Davis, about what we're doing about that registry that you talked about or the year in review when it comes to CCRTD?
Definitely. In addition to the prostate cancer registry, we have a number of activities that we conduct during the year. We have prostate cancer seminars. We operate pretty much year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not on the typical university schedule. So we educate individuals in the community about early detection and reducing mortality and morbidity rates. One of the activities is the prostate cancer screening. So we go to churches, libraries, any community venue. And
what about here on the college campus? Can people come here and have screenings? Have you done that?
We don't do screenings
here
on campus because we are not a medical
facility.
School, correct.
Okay.
So what we do offer is we have relationships with several urologists in the Metro Atlanta area and hospitals that provide free screenings. So if you need to get screened, contact the center and we can help you. If you're diagnosed with prostate cancer and you need some direction, you can contact the center and we can guide you. But we do have a health fair that we have every October,
mm-hmm.
in partnership with the English Avenue Vine City Ministerial Alliance, where we provide screenings to close to 200 men. And it's not only a prostate cancer screening, it's a health fair, a total health fair. So if you need blood pressure, blood glucose, HIV, pretty much any type of health screening that you can think of, we provide. So,
but when it comes to that prostate registry, that number to call is 404-880-6878. Is
correct.
That right? And what's the email address again?
cancerinfo@cau.edu. And you can also contact us on our social media site.
At CCRTD.
At CCRTD.
Okay. So bottom line, there's no excuse. If you want to find out your status when it comes to prostate cancer, or if you want to learn more about prostate cancer, or if you want to be a part of the registry that they're doing here. There's no excuse for you not to be able to find out that information. Again, that number is 404-880-6878. And again, if you have any other questions of us, we still got time. No more question. Oh, they just gave me the cutoff. I'm so sorry about that. But, of course, you can always tweet us at CCRTD in the event that you have something that you want to talk about or you have to ask us. We'll be more than happy to get you that information. We want to take this time to thank all of our guests today, which was such an amazing show. I hope those of you who were listening got something out of the conversation, or hopefully, if you have a loved one, if you have a man in your life, if you have a brother, if you have a husband, if you have whatever, a boo, whatever, the most important thing that we want to make sure that you realize is that it is so important to be screened. It's more important to know the information and make sure that you got a clean bill of health than not to know and have something that doesn't need to happen in your life. Okay, Richard from East Point, whose wife's name is Deborah. If y'all know Richard, make sure you tell his wife named Deborah. All right, we want to thank our guests, Juanita Barranco, Dr. Khan, Dr. Carlton Brown. We also want to thank Dr. Kimberly Davis. We want to thank Dr. Joanne Powell. And we want to thank our man in the house, Clement Bolton. And thank you so much, Dr. Bolton, which is his better half, for calling in with her fantastic question. We hope that we were able to enlighten you today. And of course, you will hear from us the next time on Your Health Connection. I'm your girl, Jaquetta Williams. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to Your Health Connection. This program is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to www.ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wcok.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Jaquetta Williams and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.